listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 1st of November 2020. We got over the October, and obviously, there was supposed to be an October surprise. I don't know whether everybody, the listeners, have heard about that. They talked about a thing called the October surprise, and I'm still not sure what that was meant to be. So if you have any ideas of what that was, pop it up on the chat room there or send me an email because I'm not too sure. Okay, my guest on the show tonight is returning. We have a part two. Gavin, the quantum surgeon, has kindly come back onto the show. And we're going to have a catch up with Gavin about all the bits and pieces he's been doing with energy healing. He's been very, very popular, a very popular man since the last show. So we'll talk to him about that and ask him about what's been going on and the things he's been doing. Also, around 8 o'clock as well, I'm going to be asking, Liam from the Love Group in Scotland is going to be coming on the show at 8 o'clock. We'll go to a musical break and then we'll bring Liam in. And Liam has a few things to announce and talk about. So we'll be doing that at 8 o'clock. But for now, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, folks, you know the website, circleofwhitelight.com, and on Patreon /COWLR, and also PayPal on the website. Plus, we have Pay It Forward if you want to donate to that. We have our November project coming up. We did the sleeping bags last month. Fantastic result. Not only did we raise €2,400 for 200 sleeping bags, but Killian from the Scout Shop donated 40 sleeping bags as well. So that's 240 sleeping bags that have gone to the homeless charity for the homeless for this winter. So thanks to everyone who donated to that. It's fantastic. It's brilliant. And so we're on to the next project. We had a PIF meeting last night, a PIF meeting being Pay It Forward meeting with the group. And we have the November project lined up with one of the members. And the plan of attack is that a member donates or looks for a local group, a community group or a charity group or somebody local that can benefit from a donation. And then that person will send them the donation. And then we'll get the member from the PIF group on the show and they can tell us about the group that they donated to. And then all the members have been tasked to find local charities and groups to do that to, and we'll pass over the donations that you pass over to Circle of White Light and to Pay It Forward. So it's very easy. The more donations that come in, the more groups that we can help. That's it. Straightforward. Without your help, we can't do anything. So thanks to everybody who is donating. Big thanks for that. Okay, so as usual, just a couple of things to read through. And I had a different story tonight, and then I came across this story and I thought, you know what, I'm going to read this story out because it seems to be more poignant, more important, really, all about the face masks. And it was just an article in the Irish Times, and it says that most face masks to protect against coronavirus do not meet standards. Consumers told to look for Swift 19 approval mark on any masks they buy. So you need to have a Swift 19 approval to save the mask is okay. It says the majority of face masks on sale to protect against the spread of the coronavirus do not comply with regulations, Ireland's official standards body is warning. Plus the fact that the virus, if it's this deadly virus, can get in your eyes as well. So the masks are useless anyway. It says the National Standards Authority of Ireland, NSAI, worked with the Department of Health, the Health Service Executive, HSE, and the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission earlier this year to fast-track a new standard for coverings. Known as SWIFT 19, the standard, which should be printed on packaging for products that meet the criteria, tells shoppers that a mask has been tested and deemed suitable for use in adhering to public health advice during the pandemic. Along with subsequent European standards known as CEN CWA 17553, it is designed to reassure consumers that a mask is made of suitable material, is breathable, protects others from the spread of the virus, and is comfortable to be worn for a period of time. Elizabeth O'Farrell of the NSAI, who led the project to develop the SWIFT 19 standard, said most masks for sale, including designer labels and major sporting brands, do not adhere or state that they adhere to the specification. I would say from trawling products that the majority are not complying with any specification at all, she told the Irish Times. So there you go, folks. Most of the masks that you're wearing, if they don't have this SWIFT 19 badge on it, they're useless. They don't work. And if anything, they're going to be bad for your health. Now, that's very nice of them to give us the SWIFT 19 idea with the logo, but surely we're going to be coming out of this lockdown in 4 weeks' time, or at least at the end of November. And then maybe we'll just have the curve will have come down to a level where we don't have to be worrying about masks. So why go to all this trouble with SWIFT 19 if we're going to be coming out of it? Or maybe their plan is to carry it on till next year, or maybe the year after. You know, maybe there's big money in masks. So something to keep in mind. Okay, Irish Times again. I don't know whether you heard about this couple, and, you know, I'm not going to tar all solicitors with the same brush, because I'm sure there are good solicitors out there, and I know there are very few of them, but I'm sure there are good solicitors. But there was an article in the Irish Times, and it said a married couple who are former solicitors created 60 false identities, donned disguises, and paid homeless people for their PPS numbers in order to defraud banks and credit unions of several hundred thousand euro, Cork Circuit Criminal Court has heard. So basically, former solicitors ran an identity factory in committing fraud, says the Irish Times. So there you go. So these people were solicitors, and they had created 60 false identities, buying the PPS numbers off homeless people so they could get money. There you go. That's these people are supposed to be the honourable, or the right honourable, in their the bar, you know, the British accredited registry. And they're supposed to be honourable, and yet they go and do something like this. Not very good, is it? And obviously, during the week, Tom Duffy from the homeless charity. Tom is the chap that the charity that we donated the sleeping bags to. And Tom just put up a report there on Facebook saying a young girl was found dead in a tent in Dublin on Saturday, and not a word about her on any media outlet. Proof homeless lives don't matter to the government. You know, folks, you judge a government by how they treat the most vulnerable in society. And our government do not give a monkey's about the homeless people whatsoever. They're just pandering to the moaning, the moaning of the people, or people giving out about it. But, you know, in essence, they're not doing anything. They're more interested in giving themselves a pay rise, which I think they did recently. So it's just, it's disgraceful. It really is. Something has to happen, and something has to change. And tonight we're going to hopefully be talking about that as well. Okay, so my week, just a couple of things. Now, as you know, I had a bit of problem with the sound over the last couple of interviews, because I changed the computer that I was using for the Skype was basically crashing all the time. There was a problem with it. So I replaced it with another computer that I had. And the problem was that the quality of the sound card in the machine wasn't very good. So last week after the show, I wired up a USB sound card, and it seems to be working fine, but I won't know till I actually bring Gavin in shortly, in a few minutes, and we'll see how the audio sounds. It sounded fine before the show when I was talking to Gavin, but you know, it is what it is. We'll find out soon enough. We'll check it out anyway. Right, and the other thing, just one more thing. I paid a visit to a local shop that I had not visited in months due to their attitude to sanitizer and mask wearing. So I had to pay a visit as I needed a couple of bits. When I went inside the new door, the woman said, "Do you have a mask?" I said I was exempt. She started her ignorant verbal diarrhea about her being vulnerable. So I told her that there is a law, page 4, statutory instruments 296, and that I do not have to tell her anything about my health. All I have to do is tell them I am exempt. I told them that, and they were breaking the law in what they were doing. If she indeed is vulnerable, what was she doing in the shop in the first place? She should be at home. And why does she think a face cover is going to protect her from a virus? And I say, seriously, folks, there are some seriously ignorant people in this country. So what she did was, I went in and she said, and she knew me. She said, "Alan, do you have a mask?" I said, "No, I'm exempt." And she goes, "Oh, well, you better stay at the door." And I said, "But that's discrimination." I said, "I'm exempt. That doesn't mean I have to stay outside." I'm vulnerable. You know, I mean, this is the problem that you're dealing with some people. And you have a sign outside saying you're not allowed in unless you have a mask on. I'm sorry, you can't do that. You cannot force people to put a mask on, right? You can't do it. You know, coercion is one of the laws over here in Ireland. It's non-fatal offences against the Persons Act 1997. And coercion means you cannot force somebody else to do something against their will. You can't do it. And these shops are breaking the law. So the only way to solve the problem is to sue them. Now, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to give them my business. Simple as that. And I haven't been giving them my business since March, I think. So I'm going to go and use the other local shops around, because the other local shops are great. They don't have any bother at all. They don't mind if you walk in without a mask or whatever, you know. So I'm going to be giving them my business until all this corona stuff finishes. So, okay, right. The guest. Right, Gavin, the quantum surgeon, part 2. Gavin kindly said he'd come back on, do another interview, do a catch up and talk about a few bits about energy. Now, Gavin is a former welder and classic car restoration craftsman who grew up on the west coast of Scotland. He grew up in a loving family, but had some dark stuff happen as a child. He had it very rough in his teens and in his young adulthood. He spent 4 years working in the Irish and North Sea as a scallop fisherman. After his mum died in January 2018, he suffered a massive burnout. This burnout gave him the time to do his own research and quickly woke up to the fact the world was twisted, wrong and full of untruths. Correct there, Gavin? This led him to detach from everything, and he gave away all his tools, all his belongings and moved to the Netherlands to start a new life. This is where he healed and learned about energy and went real deep inside. He awakened a mass soul memory. He also awakened all his psychic abilities. This is what led him to his quest to teach himself about quantum surgery and relearn what he knew deep within. One of many of his ambitions is to build a school of quantum surgery to deliver free teachings to people. Good evening, Gavin. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. How's yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I'm glad the audio is holding up. That kind of proves the point now. That sounds good. That was the actual really, really cheapy sound card in the machine. But you're sounding good there, Gavin. Thanks for coming back on, by the way. Much appreciated. I will say, the first show that we did together, after that show, I know people contacted me and inundated me with emails going, "I want to speak to Gavin. I want to speak to Gavin. I'd like to speak to Gavin." So, and you know that because they did speak to you. And Gavin is not a medium where he'll do a reading. He's a healer, and that's why he's a quantum surgeon. So since the last time you came on the show, what has it been like?
I've had a lot of emails. It's been great. A lot of questions, quite a few sessions as well, which I'm really grateful for because I really love helping people. A lot's happened actually in such a short space of time because the last time that I was on the show, I was actually in the Netherlands in a small box room in my little apartment that I was moving out of there. Now I've moved into a nice big property in the centre of Scotland, which is a really big change. A bit of a healing sanctuary I'm going to be turning it into. A lot has changed since the last show in such a short space of time. It really has.
I know that, as you say, I think it was the The night before you actually did the move was the time that we did the interview. And the next day, it was all hands on deck to get you moved over to Scotland. And you came over. And as you say, I've seen the photos because myself and Gavin were in touch, you know, nearly on a daily basis now, Gavin, I think, the way things are at the moment. We just drop messages on Skype and stuff like that. And Gavin's been showing me the work he's been doing in his new property and cutting the grass and all that kind of stuff. And you've been a busy boy. I will say that definitely. With all the work that you've been doing, but fair play. It's looking well and you're doing a great job. So listen, this quantum surgery, let's get into this because I know you've done treatments for people since the last show. And I know what you've been doing is you've been empowering a lot of people to do it themselves because, as you said, everybody has this ability. You just know how to tap into it, how to use it, and what to do. And part of what you want to do with the school that you want to set up is teach people how to do it, which is fantastic. And obviously, you're on a radio show. We can't actually go into detail because it's a radio show. It's better when you get proper training. But we can touch base on a few things that people can do on a basic level just to get them going or get them at least looking into it and get them started. And when I had a session with you, one of the things that I thought was very good is, number one, you got me to do it. You didn't say, "Oh, I'm not." You didn't do it. You just said, "No, you're going to do it." Oh, well, okay, I'll do it. Okay, fair enough. And so that's self empowerment in itself. And then you talked about commanding your higher self. So tell us all about that, and tell the listeners what they need to do.
So commanding, it's a lot of people have resistance to using that word because it seems very domineering, but it's not the divine love that word because it's a very powerful word. It holds a lot of power and they love that. They like clarity on what you're telling them. So commanding the higher self or commanding your angels and guides, whichever you like, we commanding source. It's all, you know, it's they'll all do the same job if you ask them to. But commanding your higher self to release is very powerful. You know, you can still say, "Oh, can you release? Can you do this? Can you..." But it's way more powerful commanding your higher self to release things. I feel guided to talk about something tonight. So a good thing to do. So say for example, addiction healing. This is a big one for people because a lot of us are addicted to things and we don't even know. For example, sugar. You know, that's a big one. Mm. Coffee. Yeah. That's my big one. That's my biggest downfall. Actually, is coffee. you know, alcohol, drugs. And I had a friend that I was doing some work with, you know, and they approached me. And they're quite new to this, you know. They're not, like, super open. But they're open, but they're not, like, you know, they're not highly in touch with the intuitive gifts or anything. But I had them sit down and I had them tune in. I had them sit down and really feel his energy, you know. Be aware of what's inside, what you feel inside your body, you know. Do you feel your heartbeat? Do you feel the blood coursing through your veins? And just what I told him was, sit down and just be present with yourself and take some deep breaths. I usually try to do seven nice deep breaths from the very bottom of the stomach all the way up to the neck, you know, breathe right in. And then I'll tune into my energy and feel where that addiction is. You can feel it if you are, and then ask yourself, where am I holding this addiction? Where am I holding it? You might feel a little tightness in your shoulders, you might feel a little tightness in your chest or somewhere in your leg, you know, that you will feel something. And not all of us feel super amounts, but you will feel something if you sit for long enough and just tune into it. And then be present with that feeling. And a big thing is forgiving yourself for that addiction. Forgive yourself for it. And then feel where that addiction is and ask or command your high self to release that addiction and return it to source. Transform it to light and return it to source. Let it all go. And then fill the space behind with light and feel that change. Feel the change energetically and physically. You will feel something. I feel that it's a very powerful thing to do. And you can do the same if you're feeling like you're doing emotional healing. You can sit and think about the situation that you want to heal and just ask yourself, what do I feel when I think about that situation. Now, you might not know what that emotion is. Doesn't matter. Tune into where it is. Feel it. You might feel it as a pain in your knee. You might feel it as a discomfort in your elbow. You might even feel it, like most of any emotional pain that I hold it in my back. So most of the time I'll feel something in my back.
Mm.
Feel into it. Forgive anybody that's wronged you.
And I know you're a big believer of, you know, you're guided and you pick up on the little things. And I know there's been times that we've been talking and you've said, oh, I was driving down the road and I seen X, Y and Z. And that to me is a kind of a warning or a message and stuff like that. You have to start tuning into your energy and trust what you're getting. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. Always.
Okay.
You know, the universe is always sending you signs. You just have to be aware of them. And you can always command your higher self to release anything detrimental in your energy that's preventing you from seeing these signs and hearing these signs and feeling these signs, because they're everywhere. The universe will send them in animals, numbers, repeating numbers. And when you see repeating numbers, you know, you can Google them. You type them into Google. So if you see the number 999, type it in on Google and write after that angel number, and it'll come up what that number means. And you can just take what resonates with you and leave the rest, you know.
Well, that's funny, because a lot of people, as you probably know, are beginning to see certain numbers like 11, 11, 21, 21, 444. And my understanding is, with kind of people I've spoken to, is that's just a sign to you to say you're on the right path. And that's you seeing the system for what it is. And it's good recognition. You know, and it's not people looking for the number. You just happen, like one of the things that happens to me is that, say the dishwasher could be on and I walk in the kitchen and I just happen to look over the dishwasher and I'll say 111, you know, or you look at your clock or you look at the time on your computer and you look down and see what time it is and it says 2020 or something. It's, you know, if people are getting that, then obviously you're on the right path. And these are the numbers that, you know, kind of numbers, loads of numbers out there. But you know yourself when you see something like that. So these are, is that right to say that people, it's just a sign to say you're on the right path?
Yeah, it is. But they all have meaning. And you can Google that meaning. You can type in the number that you keep seeing and Google it and type in 2020 angel number. And it will come up. There'll be a whole paragraph on what that number means, and you can read that and see if it resonates. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Most of the time it does. I've had a lot of cool experiences with numbers. You know, the number 999 tends to show up at the end of a cycle, you know, in your life. That's and a very, before I moved away from the Netherlands, I kept seeing the number 9, and then I kept seeing the number 99, and I thought, right, okay, something big's coming. And then I kept seeing the number 999, and I was like, oh, we're right in the brink of a change here. And then next thing you know, I'm moving back to Scotland.
Right, okay, well, that's interesting. I didn't actually think about Googling the numbers to see what they mean. I just kind of accepted the fact that I'm seeing numbers and just acknowledge them. So that's quite interesting to have a look at that. I know you've been doing a lot of energy work, and there's some stuff that you can't talk about, but do you want to talk about the things that you have been working on and how important the energy work is, and where are we now at the moment globally? Because obviously the next 2 months, I think, are going to be quite critical, especially with the fact that the American election is going to be the 3rd of November. So by Wednesday, we'll have an idea, possibly, of what the state of play is regarding Biden and Trump. And I think, you know, I'm not saying I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm pretty much certain that Trump's going to be getting in. I think most people would probably say that as well. But then again, you know, I'm going to, you know, we wait till Wednesday and see what happens. But obviously these 2 months, I think, are quite important. What are you picking up on, Gavin? What are you finding out about energy and what's happening? Or do you have any predictions for the next 2 months?
Next 2 months? Nah, I don't tend to predict in time, you know. It doesn't exist. It's just it's something I don't understand, time. I've always been terrible with it, you know. But Trump, I see Trump's energy, and I see a loving, caring man. You know, everybody sees this the physical aspect of Trump, but I see Trump's energy and I see a loving, caring being that's not fully awakened to his sole purpose yet. I really like Trump's energy, you know, but he's like the good guy within the bad guys, you know. He's Black Sun, it's quite obvious. But what I think what happens when he makes a full soul connection is going to be mind blown. I really like his energy. I know that he's had a lot of walk-ins in the past, you know, and I'm constantly doing work on world leaders, you know. If their high self agrees to it, if they have a high self, that is. I'm constantly doing little bits of energy work on them, you know. So Trump's one that I tend to look at a lot because I really like him, his energy anyway. I feel that he wants to do the right thing for humanity. And I know that it seems that he doesn't, but I think he does. It feels to me that he does. As far as the energy work's concerned, there's been a lot of ancient energies awakened over the past month. Ancient energies that haven't been awakened for 50, 60,000 plus years. Connecting ancient ley lines again and bringing ancient ley lines back into their original positions, because a lot of them were messed with by the dark confuses and stuff like that, and to confuse the energies of the land. They've all been brought back into place. There's ancient energy centres as well that have been opened back up all over Scotland. I've done some work in Greenland as well. We could call them energetic magnets, I guess. It's the simplest way to put them. They attract light and repel dark. The energy world has went under a massive change in terms of getting rid of the dark.
So
there's been a lot of wonderful light warriors involved with that. The light has definitely won. There is absolutely no doubt about it.
So it's just the remnants of the deep state and the remnants of the negative energy. I mean, I was talking to somebody today about this, actually, a Polish friend of mine who's an archaeologist, and we were talking about it today, and I was saying, well, I feel personally, with all the information that I've been looking at, is that this is their last-ditch chance to try and control humanity. And I know that, you know, we've spoken to Kim as well, and Kim has kind of told us that, yeah, they are kind of doing what they can to try and get their way, because they know that things aren't working out for them. And even the lockdown is not sufficient for them. They want to do more. But they're on the last legs. As you said, the energy, from an energetic point of view, we've won. This is just the last remnants of them trying to do as much as they can and damage or control the people before they finish up. And, you know, this is the year of 2020, all seeing. And I put a post up on Facebook there last week, and it goes back to that quote that Candace said on the show. Dolores Cannon said, you have to see the dirt before you sweep it up. And what we're seeing now in public is all the dirt coming up regarding human trafficking, child trafficking, adrenochrome, and all the corruption from the legal system, the medical system. We're all beginning to see it. We just need the people to hit critical mass so we'll get to the stage where we'll say, because change will be inevitable once that happens. So for people who are kind of getting frustrated because it's not happening fast enough, we just have to be patient. We have to be observers. Watch what's going on. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep carrying on, waking people up or speaking to people about it. But we just have to be patient. And I know it's frustrating, but look, it is what it is. It does divine timing. And I know, Gavin, you're a big believer of that.
Oh, I'm a big, big believer in that, yeah. Honestly, something I've been watching for a wee while now is, like, I have quite a few friends on Facebook. I come on and off Facebook a lot, you know. I try to stay off it more than on it, and I'm seeing more and more waking up. There's just a momentum going now, Alan, they can't stop it. They've tried everything they can, but they cannot stop the momentum of the light. It's too big now. Nothing can stop what's coming. And their time is up, and I don't understand why, like, they continue to fight like this. It's like, work beside us. But with us?
Yeah, but think about it. They've got nothing to lose because what they're thinking is, look, even if the chess game is won, they're still going to try and move to pieces because something in their mind, maybe, you know, I'm talking about the lower down minions, the like Hillary Clintons and all these people.
Yeah.
They know what's coming. They know what they're going to get. And so if they know the crimes that they've done and they're going to be held accountable for them crimes, then they're going to say, well, we've got nothing to lose. You know, the only thing that's left is death. And before that happens, we want to keep fighting and try and do as much damage as we can, because maybe in their mind, they're thinking, maybe if we keep on doing this, you know, things will change and we will kind of get back on the game, on the roundabout, and, you know, things will start happening. It may be just a sick, twisted minds that they have, and that's what they think. It's maybe a level of arrogance as well.
Yeah. I mean, they are really... There's no words for how sadistic these people are, you know?
I don't think people realise, Gavin, how sick these people are.
No, I don't think they do. You know, there's a lot of people I've spoke with that are... You know, I feel bad because it's like they have a blindfold on to some things. Maybe they don't want to see how bad they are because it really is traumatizing, some of the things that these people have done, even thinking about it, you know?
Well,
we'll not go any further on that subject.
Yeah, well, look, I don't know whether you remember hearing the story about the footage of Hillary Clinton and her sidekick did various things to a little girl on video. I won't go into detail. And it was shown to the police, the cops in New York. And some of the cops actually left the room and got physically sick of what they did. And these were hardened cops of probably 10, 20 years service. And that's how bad it is. But did they go and arrest Hillary? No, they didn't. Nothing happened. So, go ahead.
Hot time will come.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, look, at the end of the day, what I'm saying to people, and it's something that everybody should kind of keep in mind, the way the energies are going now, if you don't fly straight, it's not going to work out for you. This is why the cabal are things they try, everything they try to do fails and gets exposed and people see it. And I'm seeing more and more celebrities coming out and saying, hang on, this is ridiculous. Okay, we got the idea in March about the lockdown, but now you're pushing it too far. And now there's a kind of lockdown in the UK for a month. And we obviously have 2 weeks gone, near enough, and we're going to have another month by the end of the month. And people are beginning to wake up to it and see it. And this is great to see. And one of the things that I've said before years ago on OIM Radio, myself and Steve, we knew this was coming. We didn't know what they were going to do. But we have to reach critical mass, unfortunately. And that's why we have to be patient. And the I'm OK jacks who are saying, well, you know, it's not affecting me. You know, well, maybe it didn't affect them in March. But now with businesses closing down and people losing their jobs, maybe it is now affecting the I'm OK jacks. So they have no choice now. But they have to start looking at this as if to say, this is ridiculous. I'm losing my job. I'm going to be not able to pay my mortgage. So what the hell's going on here? And then there's the catalyst. Because normally with the waking up process, it's normally a medical issue or a job loss or something like that to get them to wake up. So, and I think, you know, it's only going to be a matter of time. I know you don't focus on time, but do you have anything on the agenda that you came across that you could tell us that might be a potential coming down the line?
What do you mean, agenda? On the light or on the dark?
Well, we've talked about, for example, the solar flare before. We've thrown that subject around.
There's a lot of people that are saying the 21st of December, but that doesn't, you know, like... I don't know if that's when the flash is going to be. There's too many people are fixed on a date for when the flash is coming. I get told it'll come when it comes. There's no set date. There's no set time. You know, the sun's a sentient being. You know, it'll know when to do it. It'll be divine timing. I mean, it could happen tomorrow, you know. Mm. If I don't really watch the sun, but sometimes something will pop up on my feed. And it'll be like, oh, the sun's let out 3 CMEs in a day, you know. So it's definitely getting more active. absolutely get more active, and the more energy that the sun lets out, the harder they'll find it to live here. Another thing that I'll talk about, there's an ancient set of energy centres, we'll call them, that have been awakened, and we've been using them to raise the frequency of the collective's frequency of love, to dissolve fear during this next lockdown, because the next lockdown, I'm told, is inevitable. I get a very strong message that during the second lockdown, they'll ground flights again and they'll give a travel ban. But little do they realise that this is a benefit, kind of, not a benefit, but this is for the solar flare to come. Because if there's planes in the sky, I don't know but maybe the solar flare will knock out all their electronics and then we have a problem. So I'm thinking maybe most, if not all, flights will be grounded for this coming.
Yeah, so, I'm pretty laid back about things at the moment. I'm kind of very chilled about things. I'm sure you are too.
Oh, totally. Like, I've never been more relaxed. You know, there's a lot of people panicking and they're like, oh, another lockdown. And I'm just like, let it run. it's going to benefit us in the long run, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm pretty laid back about things, you know. I'm taking it in my stride. There's no stress, no fear, no nothing. I'm just getting on and doing what needs to be done, and I just have trust that what will happen for humanity as a benefit will happen. So I'm pretty chilled about it, you know. Again, divine timing, and the reason why I'm like that, and probably like you, Gavin, is because you're led. I felt that I've been led. If I look back at, you know, my life, and definitely over the last 10 years, probably 15 years, how part of that has been, if not all of it, has been guided. And you can I can put the pieces together, and I'm sure you're the same.
Yeah, definitely. And so something I want to recommend for people is, like, these lockdowns, right? We should use what they do for our harm, for our good. So these lockdowns are a perfect time to go inside and learn about who you are. And I want to make a recommendation for a book. It's what actually kick-started my journey. It's called The Energy Alignment Method. Now, there is a PDF version on Amazon, if I remember right. I'm not sure if it's still available. Hopefully it is. And there's a normal book version. It's called The Energy Alignment Method. I strongly recommend people get the book and use this time in lockdown to go within, because there is nothing more powerful than finding out the reality of who you are, you know, as a soul.
Yeah. And you have to find, I mean, we are powerful people, and this knowledge of what we can do obviously was taken away from us, probably went to the mystic schools, and until you had the secret handshake, you couldn't get in to learn how to do it. And what we need to do is relearn how to use our abilities. And I think going down the road and where things are going is that we all have an energy signature. And I think down the road, we all have to fly straight, because it will show up in our energy signature. And we'll know straight away whether somebody's not flying straight or not. Would that be fair enough to say?
Definitely, definitely. And the thing is, Alan, there are lots of people that aren't flying straight, but you have the power to make yourself fly straight. You have the power to go within your heart and change that and turn that light on. There's a lot of dark people in this world, you know, and they just need to go in to themselves, find the wee switch and turn it on. It's obviously takes a little bit of inner work, but it's possible for every single, well, the 99% of us.
Well, we've talked about inner work and doing the shadow side, but, you know, one of the things that I've come across, and I probably mentioned it before in the last show that we did, Gavin, was the death of the ego, because we can't bring, the ego is a 3D thing, and yeah, we can't bring that with us into these new energies. And obviously the ego is going to fight, fight us all the time. And there's a saying out there, or just a little kind of, a meme, if you want to call it that, about the grandfather and the little child, Indian, Native American Indian, and they talk about the two wolves that are inside us. One wolf is the negative and the other wolf is the positive. And the little boy says, well, who wins? He goes, well, the one you feed. And we have the ability to control ourselves and do the right thing, the thing is that I know for a fact from a psychological point of view, and maybe from a Neanderthal times, we obviously take the least path of resistance, which means it's less energy. And one of the things I heard somebody say in psychology as well, it, given the choice of good and bad, most people will go on the bad side because it takes less energy. And, you know, maybe that's right, maybe that's wrong, maybe it's right. You know, again, it's all about, to me, it's all about energy. I always look at energy. And this is what causes a lot of problems, because the powers to be want us to be sitting in front of the TV, eating processed food, which takes our energy away, and it means we don't want to do anything. And that's why food is very important. And I know, Gavin, that's big on your agenda, because the other day you were talking about this mushroom that you were showing us a picture of. Do you want to tell us about that?
Oh, the jaga mushroom?
Yeah.
It's a really rare mushroom. It grows in, like, extreme climates like Siberia, Canada, Sweden, you know, very cold climates, and it grows on birch trees. But it's extremely high in dense in nutrient, dense in nutrition, because it has to deal with the sun, you know, the sun belting down on it all day. It creates its own barrier of melanin, so it's very good for the likes of protecting your skin against the sun, you know, but it brings back the melanin. It's full of all sorts. Honestly, I could talk about chaga for hours. But it's something I highly recommend to anybody that wants to heal themselves. You can actually buy supplements of it. Just make sure it's organic and it's harvested in a good way, you know, because there's a lot of places that actually, you know, farm it. So it's not good. It's not as full of nutrients. But if you get naturally harvested stuff that's harvested in a good way, it's very, very good for you. You can extract it. You get three different methods of extraction. And you have to do all three when you get the chaga. You know, you extract, I can't remember the full, those videos on YouTube, but you can actually buy the supplements that they make from them. It's like little droppers, and it's very powerful. It's very good.
Very good. I know the photo I seen that you showed me, it looked like a rock. And I thought, that looks like a rock. But when you said it was a mushroom, I thought, wow, that's a strange mushroom. Well, as you say, full of proteins and a big benefit to the body. I have a couple of questions in from Jim on the chat room there, Gavin. And Jim wants to know, does Gavin have any understanding of timelines if there are various outcomes, and or are they coming together into one?
We're all merging into one timeline. All the timelines are bottlenecking. They're all coming into the same timeline. This is why that the looking glass and all that failed, all their seeing into the futures failed, because there was a forced timeline done, which is part of a divine plan. You know, there's nothing can be done about this. Nothing can stop this timeline merging. And when they're almost there, we're almost merged into the bottleneck. And when we come into that bottleneck, we'll come through a series of events. I don't know exactly what all those events are yet. I've got a few ideas, but one of them is the solar flash. I saw Jim's question. So once we come out that bottleneck and we're past, like, whatever the bottleneck is, I don't fully understand yet, but I get some strong messages and downloads about it. Once we come out that bottleneck, that's when everything changes and we all get to co-create again. And it's right now, a lot of us are on a, like, not forced, but we're on a path that we can't change and we can't stray from. But when we get out that bottleneck, we can create our own path. So we're laying our own bricks, so to speak. And to elaborate further on the flash, the sun, oh, I don't exactly know, but a lot of people think it's a big burning ball of fire, but my personal opinion is it isn't at all. It's a big ball of energy. And coronal holes are kind of like portals, and they let huge amounts of energy come out through the sun. Now, I think there's going to be a large portal, if you will, where a coronal hole opens up and just lets out larger bursts of energy. A lot of people think it's going to be one ginormous flash. You know, I think there will be a large one at the very end, but it's been happening since November last year, I think it was, and there's more and more energy coming from the sun. And I think we'll get to a sort of peak, and those that don't have souls, to put it simply, their bodies won't keep up. They don't have souls to continue upgrading the body, so they'll eventually struggle to live in this world, you know, and they'll be forced to do the inner work, and it'll be, I don't know what will happen with the inorganics. I don't know if they'll pass on, or if you know, if there's another plan running for them. Some of the downloads I've had, there are, you know, there's loads of different possible outcomes for that part. But the Flash is just that it's bursts of energy from the sun, and that's my personal opinion. They say that the dark created coronavirus, but my personal outlook on coronavirus is it's created in the body by the sun. You know, a flu is when your body's letting go of what no longer requires. You know, like when you're going through a flu, your body's ejecting like heavy metals and toxins from food and stuff. And like that corona, you know, corona hole.
Yeah.
It's just my take on it, you know, the whole coronavirus.
Okay, the bottleneck thing is quite interesting. I know Yellow Rose of Texas on YouTube talked about this, and my kind of understanding on it, for what it's worth, if you think of an egg timer, so imagine an egg timer, and the full length of the egg timer is 26,000 years. So in the middle of this bottleneck you were talking about is 13,000 years. So people have been saying that time is speeding up, and I think we all kind of agree that time is speeding up. And when you look at an egg timer, and the grains of sand are the last few grains of sand going through that little gap in the egg timer, well, there's no restriction. It does not, you know, it's not the actual sand is not being restricted. There's nothing holding them back, so they're speeding up because there's no resistance. So that's, and this is the my understanding is that that's why the time is speeding up, because we're at that stage where the grains of sand are going through the bottleneck and there's less resistance. So time is speeding up. We're going through that. That's the time we're at, 13,000 years now. Yellow Rose of Texas says it's kind of an east and west gate. And the east gate is the higher frequencies and the west gate is the lower frequencies. So maybe that's going to be the choice we're going to be given. Some people believe we're going to be given the choice. Or just maybe, you know, the 7 billion people on the planet, the 7 billion timelines at that time. And we will go to the timeline that suits our frequency. And that's the choice that we'll have. Don't know what you're taking on that, Gavin.
Yeah, I mean, it's something along those lines. It's just a different way of putting it, you know. I think we're all going through the same timeline, whether we like it or not. It's inevitable, you know. But yeah, it's really difficult to say. You know, it's hard to put into words some of the information that I get.
Yeah.
English language. I blame the English language. I want to learn Gaelic.
Yeah, I think you'll have to talk on that. No, that's okay. Well, look, everybody has their own interpretation of what they think might be coming down the line. And you're not the first person to turn around and say that the timelines have been collapsing and that there will be only one timeline. And obviously, it's going to be pushed through this bottleneck by the sound of it. And then once we get on the far side, it's like the birth of a baby, I suppose. We're going through the birthing canal, and once the baby is birthed, then, you know, you can decide what you want to do. Maybe you're going to be given a choice, or maybe the choice has been already made. I don't know. The one thing you said there, Gavin, which is quite interesting, is that the frequencies on the planet are going up, and people are finding it hard to deal with the frequencies. So a lot of people are leaving the planet or passing on. And what we're seeing an awful lot in society, and friends and family maybe, is there's a lot of people like deciding to leave, or, you know, dying and passing on.
Yeah, that's very true. There's a lot. I got the message a while ago that there's a lot of souls that have been forcefully incarnated here by the dark, as we would like to call them. And they have chose to leave. And that's, you know, that's their personal choice. And what I see, I get a few visions and a few like downloads that this will spark a lot of awakenings in people's families and stuff, you know. The passing of a loved one is a very powerful awakening, you know, like it was really powerful for me. it was a really hard time. But once you learn that death is not the end, and you can open up your psychic gifts and talk to these relatives on the other side. Because that, like, at the beginning of my awakening of my gifts, you know, I thought I was going crazy, but they were saying things to me that I wouldn't make up in my head. That was a big one for me. You know, they were speaking to me and telling me things that I couldn't make up in my head. So maybe these people that are losing relatives, you know, it'll spark an awakening process for them. You know, and it will give them something to be grateful for at the end of it. Because it's, although death is hard when you don't understand what it actually is, it really empowers you to change yourself.
Yeah, you know what, Gavin, what you just said there is very important, that they were giving you information that you wouldn't come up with it. Now, there's a book out there, and I recommend if people want to know more about this, that you can buy it. It's called The Gift by Mia Dolan. And I read that book and I couldn't put the book down. I think I read it in 2 days. And because she didn't do the proper training, going to a spiritual circle. And as Gavin said there, if I ask people on the chat and the people listening to this show to imagine a fire, okay, you're sitting in your living room and close your eyes and you picture a fire in your mind, you will just see a normal fire, okay, because that's your image. But what Mia Dolan was saying in the book was that what spirit do, or your higher self does, is it might shoot a flame from the fire up, which is not something that your imagination would do. You would just see a fire. And she said that's how you know the difference, whether you're getting information from your higher self or from your imagination. And the book has other examples in there about it. And exactly what Gavin said, that's the critical thing when you're actually in a spiritual circle and you want to develop, is that when you're being given information that you just wouldn't think about it or you wouldn't visualize it, that's when you know that you're getting information coming in. And Gavin, your abilities, you obviously have to have downtime because you can't do this 24/7, because it's a bit like the movie Ghost, where he wants to talk to her 24/7 and she's gone nuts. And I know that a lot of mediums I know will say, no, I have to have downtime because I have to stay grounded and go off and do the grass and stuff. You can't do this 24/7. Is that what you do as well?
Yeah, I mean, I've constantly got them, you know, they're constantly chatting away, you know, I can hear them. I'm fine with that, you know, I've made peace with that. It's not, I can turn it off if I want, but I don't mind it, you know. But the vision, yeah, I have to completely switch that off sometimes because I see very, very clearly.
Obviously, some of the things you see are not nice.
No, not from clearing out all the darker realms. It's really, yeah, it's disturbing. Some of the things that I've seen, clearing out the astral, and these things are happening in the physical, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, that's a big important thing, is getting downtime, getting grounded, get the shoes off, get walking in grass, you know, walk in the forest, and get yourself charged up, you know. It's really important to just get that downtime.
Mm. Because it does take a lot of energy out of you, and it's important that you take care of your energy. It's like the oxygen mask on the plane. You know, you put yours on first before you give to your child. Otherwise, you're useless to everybody. And downtime is very important, and you have to sometimes shut down. And I know you've been busy with your garden anyway and doing a few bits and pieces. So, do you have any, I know you mentioned the book earlier, but is there any of the books that you used to help you in your guidance and what you're doing regarding your quantum surgery? Is there any books that you would recommend to the listeners?
No, I mean, the only other one that I've never read it fully, the only other book that I've really began to read. Was that Rhonda Byrne's The Secret. It was a really, really empowering book, that, to learn about the law of attraction. You know, that was a way at the beginning of my journey before I'd done all the energy work. So that's a book that I would highly recommend to people that are just starting on their journey of awakening. You know, like, what is the law of attraction? It's a very powerful tool.
Yeah.
You know? So I strongly recommend that. It's a nice, it's the basics, you know, they don't mention about the inner working stuff in the book much, but it's a very good start to understand that law, because it's a very powerful law of this universe. But there are many others, you know, there's many other laws that, that when you learn to operate them, the universe is yours.
Yeah, and I totally agree. I actually seen the DVD. I didn't read the book, but the DVD was very good as well because obviously it's based on the book. Tell us something about your... I want to quickly talk about your school that you want to do. What's your plan of attack? Because you're now back in Scotland. You're sorting out your garden. I know that's sorted now after all the work you've been doing. So what are you guided to do? Or when are you planning to look at doing setting up the school?
It's really hard to say and put a timeline on it because I don't want to disappoint anybody because it's, you know, life's going to get very busy over the next year. I know that, I've been told that, but I'm not sure what with. You know, I don't know fully. I know that, that there's a lot of plans running right now. But I would like to have it up and running by next year. You know, we'll say in the middle towards the end of next year because I know that I'm going to be very busy.
Okay. Are you manifesting that at the moment?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good stuff.
I've got a few people that have told me they'll help me in every way possible with videos and production and stuff like that, you know, because I really want to make it free.
Yeah.
It's not that I want. It has to be free because there's people out there that, you know, that they've got really big hearts. I heard a nice story, I think it was about somewhere in Ecuador. They have really big hearts, but they don't have any money.
I know.
And that to me, you know, I see a lot of these law of attraction gurus and stuff like that, and they're charging £1,000 for 2 days, and it's like, what good is that to humanity?
Yeah. No, look, I totally agree, and that's why with Circle of White Light, it's a donation. If people want to give a donation, that's fine. I know there's radio stations out there that are subscription and they give you half of their show and then you have to pay a subscription for the other half. I never agreed with that. And even on OIM, we never agreed with that. We give the choice to the listener and say, if you like what you hear and you want to support us, make a donation, but it's not compulsory. And I think that will probably be the same to you as well.
That's a good idea, Alan. You know, I never thought of that. Maybe I will open up a donations thing because I know that the universe will provide everything for me, you know.
Exactly.
It will provide everything to make it free because people in this world need to know what I know. They need all my knowledge.
Yeah.
They need all the knowledge that I've picked up from others. You know, I'm more than open and willing to share all that, and it's a must.
Yeah, no.
Humanity deserves to have freedom.
Yeah, I totally agree. And having a donation system just means that you're saying, look, you know, if you want to donate, you can do. If not, that's fine as well. That's no problem at all. And it just helps. And it's an exchange of energy. That's all it is. It's just an exchange of energy. You know, so there's no harm in that. I'm just going to go to one more question here and then we'll go to a musical break and then we're going to bring Liam in. Gavin's going to stay on with us and we're going to bring Liam in. So one more question from Tash here. And she wants to know, hi, Alan and Gavin, can you tell us of some of the sacred sites of energy locations in Ireland that for those who would like to help bring a positive change energy and anchor it in? Thanks for everything you do.
I don't actually know any in Ireland. I've not looked into it yet. I've not been guided to Ireland yet, but I know that will come. I think that's maybe for another show, actually. Maybe I can pass you the information. I can tune into that.
Yeah, I think that would be good. Maybe we'll do another show on that and we'll do a little... because I know there's... Stargates over here. I know there's underground bases over here, so I've been told. And there's obviously definitely going to be portals over here. That's without a doubt.
Portals are everywhere. You know, see that actually, I want to just quickly cover something before we get to the musical break. See, when you go into the shop, that shop that was that was a bit weird with the mask.
Yeah.
Command your higher self to release all stress portals in that shop. Do them a favor, and you know, what's the difference?
Yeah, and you know, it's something that I would have never thought of. Thanks for suggesting that. I will do that later on when I'm finished with the show and stuff like that, and send them love and light, and obviously, you know, release the stress in there, and hopefully they will just change.
It's amazing when you see it happen.
That will be a bloody miracle if it does happen, if I go back in, you know. Okay, another quick question here from Peter before we go to the music break. Sorry, Liam, for the delay. Gavin, I say a few special words that I say to myself before I go to sleep. Do you have any hints to improve what happens during the dream state to send energy and healing, etc.?
So release resistance to remember, command your high self to release resistance to remembering your dreams. Align to gratitude. So I'm so grateful that I remember all my dreams every night before bed, every morning when you wake up. Really feel that gratitude though. If you really want to remember your dreams, feel the emotion of how you would feel remembering all these awesome dreams, you flying through all these different realms and dimensions. Really feel the gratitude and watch it change dramatically.
Fantastic. No, totally agree. Again, command yourself. Well, okay, folks, well, I'm going to go to a musical break and I'm going to get Liam on during the break, bring him in, and Gavin's going to stay with us as well and we'll have a chat. So we'll see you in a minute.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Okay, we're back. Right, okay, so joining us on the chat tonight is Liam from the Orenda Life Force Project, or Restoration Plan, if we call it that. It comes under different names, but Orenda Life Force Restoration Plan, and Liam's going to talk to us all about that, and probably a few other things. We bounce things around anyway. Good evening, Liam. How are you doing?
Evening, Alan. Evening, Gavin. How are you doing?
Evening, Liam.
Yeah, I'm doing good, thanks.
Great stuff. All right, chaps. Now, obviously, there's been a lot going on. And, you know, we were actually, myself, Gavin and Liam were chatting yesterday as well. We had another group chat last night. And, yeah, it seems to be a regular thing. As I say, there's a lot of things going on. So we're just filling each other in on any news or any information that comes up and keeping each other in touch with things that are going on. Or if we hear something, we'll pass on the information. So, Liam, it's been a while since you've been on, and the last time you were on the show, you came on with Lynn from the Love Group, who's doing fantastic work over there. And you know, it's grown and grown. But now you're coming in under the banner of Orenda Life Force, and I'm sure people are going to be asking, what the hell is that? What does that mean? So I'm going to pass it over to you, and you can tell us all about it.
Okay, Alan. Yeah, I'm only going to brush over the Orenda thing this week because we've got quite a big sort of announcement coming up, because there's so many people involved in this. It's been growing at quite a rate, so there's a lot of stuff getting prepared in the background. That's the Orenda Life Force Restoration Plan, as we're calling it. But the name Orenda, the word Orenda, actually was my son that channeled that and said, "Oh, this would be a good name for what you're planning." And it's quite an interesting meaning for the name as well. So it's supposed to be, it's a supernatural force believed to be by the Iroquois Indians to be present in all objects and persons, and to be the spiritual force by which human accomplishment is attained and accounted for. So I thought we'll use that name for pretty much everything. And I was trying a new cooperative business model as well. So we've set up, just it's at early stages yet, Orenda Engineering here in Scotland. And we're going to basically use some of the materials we've been working on in the past, working with different groups, working with THI as well, some of the stuff that we've been putting together for the cooperative model, for life force energy regeneration stuff. There's loads and loads of good work done in that by lots of different people. So we want to use that, and we're starting to use that. Also, this just a couple of weeks ago, working with another couple of people in Michigan, Detroit, and they've registered Orenda Technologies, LC3 as well, and that's well underway. That's Leah and Mike, and that's amazing work's getting done there. So we're looking to develop some new technologies over there, get them out to marketplace. But Detroit's a place that really, really needs jobs and needs restored. So it's a kind of meant to be thing. So yeah, as much as I was saying, Orenda, I've come under loads of banners because I've always helped lots of different groups. whether it's the Love Group, whether it's THI, whether it's your Eurogroup, Alan, you know, so the render thing is a bunch of people coming together wanting to do something slightly different and bringing a lot more people together. And you're going to be surprised when they announce just the amount of people. I've been told not to say too much at the moment, but it's already in millions. So I'll be interested to see what happens with that. I think the timing is right now for lots of these things to come together. Gavin's been involved in that, and you know, there's a lot of amazing people already coming together just to make a difference. But I'll leave that for another day. So that's roughly where we are at the moment. There's been lots happening, huge amounts happening. I think there's a massive push to get things in place now. So one of the things I'd like to just briefly chat about is just all the commotion that's been going on lately. So I've kept myself, you know, usually very neutral to all, but there's obviously been various shows between Thomas and self, Kim, and all of the tank and all the stuff that's going on. You know, it's just been a complete waste of energy, to be honest. Regardless of what the truth is or isn't amongst all that, it's not really achieving anything, and I think it's time to move on. So that's part of the reason why we've decided to do what we're doing. We existed long before any of these groups, THI or any other ones, so we're just continuing to do our thing. I would also like to make it really clear, I'm here to support any of these groups. I think it's really, really important. If there's something that we've got that's of any use, fine, let's use it, let's share it. If you want me to go on any calls, talk about anything I've already been doing, still happy to do that. I'm not walking away from anyone or anything, as long as it's the benefit of humanity, helping the planet. That's the only thing that really matters. So that's where we're coming from. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to get into that any further, but I just thought that would be good to say. Oh, and one other thing I'd like to say as well. I was contacted by quite a number of people during some of this commotion about, you know, what's happening about funding. Does this mean nobody in THI is going to be funded? Or if there's any projects come along, all these different things. Because we've met loads of good people and there were great plans. So the bottom line is, anybody, and this is really important for everybody to know, you do not need to be part of any group anywhere in the world to be able to apply for funding. So whether that's Create Change, Circle of Life, THI, Arenda, you don't need to be part of any of that. If you've got a plan and it makes sense and it's for the benefit of the people, humanity, and benefit of the planet, it'll be funded. Simple as that, if and when the funding comes out, that is. So I think that's just important to know, because there's a lot of confusion over that. And I think it's a shame, because the amount of people have actually had a lot of good effort over the last few years is, don't want that to be wasted. So I just wanted to say that. Sorry, I'm rattling on here, Alan, but
no,
I'll turn it back to you.
That's okay. That's fair comment. So, you know, yes. Myself and Gavin, did you want to come in there?
No,
okay. That's okay. Because myself and Liam have spoken to a lot of THI people, and they had some great ideas, and maybe they're feeling a little bit deflated over, you know, certain things that have gone on. I won't go into detail. There's no point, because we're moving on. But they have great ideas, and the restoration plan and funding for projects, you know, if it's going to benefit humanity, is still there and still going to be available for them people. So as Liam said, you don't have to be part of any group whatsoever. If you have a good idea and you want that funded, well, when the funds are available, then obviously that will be looked at and reviewed. And, you know, and if it's definitely for the benefit of humanity and it's all about flying straight, as I said earlier in the show, then there's no reason why you can't be funded. And Liam, would you mind being a contact point? Are you the contact point if people want to send you an email and just talk to you or discuss it with you?
Yeah, I'm happy to be doing that. Another thing I was going to say there was, when the time comes for funding to be available, you know, something will be announced, you know, for how to apply and all the rest of it. So that'll be made clear, because that will cut down a whole lot of emails. When the time's right, that'll be put together in such a way that it makes sense. If you're applying for a small amount of funding or a huge amount of funding, regardless, there'll be different avenues for that. Sorry, Alan, carry on.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Just to let people know that for anybody listening, regardless of what group you're in, if you have a good idea, or regardless of where you are in the world, because this is going to be a global thing, if you have a good idea and you want it funded, then contact Liam. We'll get his details at the end of the show. And email Liam, contact Liam, you know, and just have a chat with Liam and tell him the idea, or if you want to send him over the ideas that you have, and then I'm sure Liam will put them on file and then we can have a look at them. And oh, cup of tea's just come in. Thank you very much. Fantastic. So Liam will put them on file, because Gavin said as well, we are at this stage now where there's so much change going on. And believe me, folks, you wouldn't believe the amount of work that's going on in the background. And I can tell you this firsthand, because Gavin and Liam are doing phenomenal work. I know they won't probably tell you everything, and they're very humble guys and they just get on and do it. But I can tell you now, the work that both of them are doing is phenomenal and fantastic. And it's all about helping humanity move forward. And that's what we're all trying to do. And as I said earlier also, it's all about flying straight. If you don't fly straight, it's not going to work. It's as simple as that. The energies are not going to help you if you're not going to fly straight. It's all about flying straight, and it's all about helping humanity. And if you are, you know, if you have a good idea, then send it off to Liam. We'll get the details at the end of the show. Liam, obviously, you're doing a lot of energy work and you're dealing with a lot of people with energy. And I was just talking to Gavin there about things that are going on and what's happening. Give us your take on what you're picking up on, what you've been told, and things that you've come across.
Well, I'd say just now, the biggest message seems to be is to keep hold your own space. Never mind too much about what's going on around you. Keep yourself in the highest vibration as possible. You know, stay away from negative people if you can, or situations, and try not to take on board anyone else's troubles at the moment. I'm not saying don't help anybody, but this is really important, because the more we can keep ourselves as high a vibration, this is the messages that I'm getting, the more that's actually helping others a lot more. You're anchoring a lot more light, and this seems to be the way at the moment. And as yourself and Gabby was talking about earlier on, you're not bothered either way what's going on in the planet. There's no fear. That's really important. We talked about this recently with some of the work that Gavin's been doing, and other people as well, about, you know, trying to reduce the fear, to change certain frequencies and things, and that's got to be key. So that's probably the main message I'm getting at the moment. And that word that we all hate is to be patient, you know, so we keep on getting that one as well. But, you know, I can feel things changing. There's massive changes this last week, which probably relates to certain work that was done. Very positive, really, really amazing. I'm seeing, I watch closely, you know, a lot of staff here that I know well in one of the companies. So you can see changes in them, you see different things happening. So, yeah, there's definitely a big change, and it's just increasing constantly. And the rate for we're able to create and manifest, and Gavin was just touching on that, and I keep that as pure as possible. And this is something that's always been part of my journey. It's where I started. I read the book, The Secret. That was my first thing that I started with, you know, about law of attraction. It's very powerful. So we have to, really, we're creating all the time anyway. So we might as well put a bit of effort and create things that we actually want for the planet or for ourselves or whatever it might be. So, yeah, we just need to be careful just now.
Yeah, definitely. Gavin, what Liam said there about the fear, and I'm seeing a lot of people in this fear, it's either about the virus or they're concerned about the vaccines and all this kind of stuff. What's your take on that, and what's your advice regarding higher self commanding yourself to get rid of this fear or not to worry about it? What would you suggest?
Just command your higher self to release any and all fear of anything that's going on with this pandemic. Okay. The higher self will know what to release, you know, but
okay.
Stay positive. It's all part of a very divine plan that's been running for thousands of years. And I know on the surface it's like, oh, like, can you not have done it another way? No. It's happening in a way that brings the least amount of destruction to humanity and the planet.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Because obviously we have this vaccine fear as well, the mandatory vaccines. Are you and Liam, just go off to you for the first, Gavin, have you got any information regarding what's going to happen with that? I mean, I know this is their plan and they're trying to put people in fear with it. I myself feel it's not going to work, because one of the things was Ben Gilroy, who's a guest on OEM, and Ben's a good friend, is he mentioned that over here in Ireland that the Irish press said that 50% of people have only agreed to take a mandatory vaccine, or a vaccine. I won't say mandatory, but a vaccine. Now, that was probably higher in March, but 50%. Now, if that's the media saying that 50%, that figure is probably going to be higher, really, in truth. So did you come across any information in your tuning into Energies, Gavin, about the vaccines and if they're ever going to get this in place in time?
Don't worry about it, honestly. Like, stay positive. They're just pressing fear on you, you know. They can't develop vaccines. It takes 10 years for them to develop one of their vaccines or something like that. I really wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
Because the most damaging part about a vaccine is the fear of the vaccines.
Yeah.
They're dangerous. Yeah, they're not good for you, but now vaccines are much deeper than just heavy metals and chemicals. They're much, much deeper. But the etheric, energetic part of those vaccines has been disarmed and they can't use it anymore. So, yeah, I would stay positive and just focus on the positive, and just that's them pushing the fear machine, you know. That's them trying to get us all in fear, because that's what they live off. That's what they survive on. You know, that's their food, you know.
They're losing that energy, that fear energy.
Yeah. And they can't do it anymore. And that's what raising the frequency of the planet, raising the planet's frequency alone will dissolve the fear.
Okay. Liam, what's your take on the vaccines? What have you heard? Or what have you tuned in with?
Yeah, what I get with that is, well, first, it seems like I have absolutely nothing to fear at all. You know, what's the vaccines about? They're trying to poison us. They're trying to dumb us down. But they're doing that with everything else as well. It's not, the vaccines are just another way of doing that, with all sorts of medicines and things like that. But what I got was the body's changing so much, so rapidly, that it's not going to have the effect that they're expecting it to have anyway. Yeah, there's the fear of it, but, you know, the fear's, you know, once it goes on for long enough, it's dissolving. It's already dissolving, because it's becoming the norm. You know, the COVID thing is just becoming the norm, so it's diluting very, very quickly. But, yeah, I think the bodies are changing so quickly and so rapidly that it's not going to have the intended effect, that's for sure.
Brilliant. Well, that's good news. I think people need to get out of fear of what's going on. Yeah, I know it's frustrating with all these lockdowns and the guards going around thinking they're gods, you know, stopping people and all the hassle they're doing. But I just see this as a temporary measure, really. We're going to have to put up with this for maybe the next 2 months. I don't know. Maybe a little bit longer. We have to see. We're in lockdown now and we're finished at the end of this month. The UK have just gone into lockdown. Liam and Gavin, you're in Scotland. What's the story up there? Are you doing the whole lockdown thing in Scotland, or are you different from England and what they're doing?
You're probably asking the two people that don't have a clue.
Nobody is following the news. I was on a call last night with what I call the psychic protection unit. That's the ones that I do all the work with. And I think England's different to Scotland. I don't think Scotland's in all-out lockdown yet. I know it will happen, but nothing to fear.
Because Nicola Sturgeon is your politician who's controlling all of this. Now, I heard that she's quite a bit of a Nazi, really, when it comes to the lockdown. So I don't know whether, I mean, obviously you guys are just ignoring it, which is fair play. But for other people who don't understand it or they're in fear of it, I heard that she was quite strict with the old lockdown for Scotland.
Again, I have not got a clue.
I have no idea.
All right, that's the way we should see it, to be honest with you. You know what, a lot of people are ignoring the government now because they see the mistakes that they're making over and over again, because they're following a defunct program which Every time they try something, it fails and it goes out in the public. People see it and they just look like idiots, really, at the end of the day. That's what I'm saying. And everything they try, it just fails. And over here in Ireland, it's the same thing. People are saying it. So it's only given a bit of time when I think this will be all sorted. Now, just going back to the restoration plan, Liam, without going into too much detail, for people who've never heard of it, do you want to just kind of give them a heads up, you know, a general overview of the restoration plan?
Well, to be honest, the restoration plan is everything. It's, you know, there's different people dealing with different parts of it. You know, we're all involved in that. Every single one of us is playing a part in, you know, trying to change this world. But the key focus initially of these groups is food, and food and distribution of food, clean water. That's the starting point for that's the majority of the groups. There's a lot of Indigenous leaders around the world on board with this. That's where the huge numbers come from. You know, there's amazing things getting done. There's a lot of people already doing different things like synthropic farming and various other things. To say I'm not going to go into it, because the reason being, they're preparing a lot of stuff just now. There's a couple of hurdles to go over. And then I actually think maybe I'll need a show or something at a later date. It would be great, because you could do a whole show and it would inspire a lot of people. But the things we're doing, you know, whether it's food, the farming, the distribution of that, or corporate or business, doing business in different ways, any of these things, that's all part of the restoration plan. It's anything that's going to make a difference. There is some key sections in there. You've got your youth, obviously, to work in them, how we're educating people, the water, the food, the business, what we're doing with polluting the land and things like that, the energy, anything to do with new energy technology or healing technology. I'll say new, I know it's ancient, but bringing that forward. One of the projects we're working on and Detroit as there's a few things we've worked on there, but it's a slightly different system to pyrolysis. Keep on trying to say that properly. Pyrolysis, which is basically taking waste and turning it back into oils and gases, and sometimes kind of charcoal stuff that's really good for the land. Now that's not a new process; it's been about for a long time. However, the people involved in the business there have got together with various different people at different universities. There's some, you know, some patents and things like that to make this process into something quite special. Won't go into just now, but you know that again. That's, you know, we're getting rid of waste or turning waste back into energy. That's got to be part of the restoration plan. It's helping the planet. We'll be cleaning up the place, you know. So, and these are units we're hoping to put in a small scale for making maybe heat greenhouses from waste, things like that, instead of it getting into landfills and into the sea and things like that. Just amazing things. It's any and every project. We've heard lots of them ourselves, Alan. We've been getting around doing all those calls, a lot of good stuff with the THI groups. You know, there's just what I would say now more than ever, there's some amazing people coming together and really are making a difference. And if anybody's been a bit, you know, dim and gloom recently, just with all the events, I would say, you know, just put it in the past. Let's carry on with this, because there's so much good going to be happening very soon. This is not years away now, it's now, because people, the right people are coming together now, the right situations are coming together now, and I would say the timing for things to move forward is very, very soon in a much bigger way.
Which is brilliant. And the thing is that we need to empower people. This affects everybody, and everybody can make the effort and get involved in their own project. It doesn't have to be on a global scale. It can be on a local scale. It could be just a handful of people getting involved, whether it's time banking or putting something together to help the community and just grow it from there. Everybody can do something. I don't want people sitting around saying, oh, well, what can I do? I can't do anything. Everybody has a skill. Everybody has an ability. You just have to have the willpower and the energy to go and do something.
The other thing I would say, Alan, you know, anybody can go along the street and pick up some rubbish, put it away, tidy up. The intention of the actual intention of that act is what's important. You know, yeah, we're cleaning up the street, cleaning up your rubbish, we're you know, tidying the place up. But the actual the energy of the intention of cleaning the place up and making a difference, that collectively is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's, I mean, service to others is where it's going. This service to self system is fading away, and it's all about service to others. And you know what? the one thing about doing stuff like this, and I'm sure you and Gavin will agree, is that it gives you more energy, more vigor, and it just the energy in itself of just doing something in a positive way and helping people out, it just comes back tenfold. It really does. Knowing that you're doing the right thing or you're helping people out by doing something small. And it doesn't even have to be anything major. It might be a case that you might have an elderly couple in where you live and they can't get out, and you go down the shops and you get a bit of food for them because they can't get out. It could be something as simple as that. But the energy coming back from that is just phenomenal. I always talk about the energy boomerang. It's just one of my things. If you put out negative energy, that negative energy is going to come back to you. If you put out positive energy, it's going to come back to you. And it does. It's just the law of the way things work in the universe. So people can do you can do anything. You just have to make a decision of what you want to do and then go ahead and do it. And if you can work together with people, all the better, because you can promote and help each other and work together. So it does so much going on. I mean, Lynn is a typical example of this, Liam, with the Love Group. She started off with nothing, and look at what she's doing now.
Absolutely. And even just, I was just talking, I was on the trustee meeting just last week, doing amazing things again. Even at with what's happening with the COVID, obviously we had opened up Gorky Farm. That was free for the public to go back in and use. I've had to close that down with the COVID thing. Now that's a food bank, and they've just completely changed what they're doing there. And the amount of need for the food bank is absolutely shocking. You know, that's worldwide, you know, but it's getting more and more and more. In fact, the thing was just last week, they had, I can't remember the exact numbers, of new people asking for various different things. It wasn't just food. It was like, I need nappies or I need whatever it is, you know, for the kids, for the family. Because people are really, really struggling just now. Not as bad as some other countries. It was, I think it was sharing the stuff that Nancy, who's my ex-wife, a good friend of mine, she was doing some stuff in the Philippines. I was helping her with that. You know, and over there we bought, I think it was like 2 or 3 tons of rice or something like that. But one of the things that people came together, you know, we supplied the money to get the rice and all the rest of it, and then negotiated and did the deal for the rice, right? Now, that rice was then to get rebagged and put out to people who were hungry, needing it. I think it was about 800 homes or something like that that managed to get to. But what happened there, what was amazing, I've seen a lot of videos and pictures they've sent us, you know, it was the community coming together. Okay, they didn't have the resource to buy in, but as soon as they had something to do something with, they put it out, they distributed it themselves, they sorted it all out, there wasn't a bit of waste. So within 24 hours of all that rice arriving, which is a lot of rice, a few tons of rice, you know, it was all distributed, you know, and it's 800 people had the benefit. We could learn something from that. Everybody can do something, even if it's just taking that one wee delivery to your next door neighbour or something. So, yeah, I mean, it comes back there.
Yeah, it definitely comes back. Well, I'm going to pass over to Gavin, because Gavin, tell us what people should be commanding. So say they're listening to this show and they go, right, I want to get involved in something. How can I manifest, or how can I command my higher self? What would be the words they would use to try and get them to, you know, for them to come up with something that they want to do?
I'm going to take a little bit of a swing on this, and I'm going to teach people how I manifest things, because Liam's witnessed the power of this for me anyway. So when you want to be guided into doing what's right and what you want to do, your sole purpose, your sole mission, what I would do personally is write a letter of gratitude to the universe, expressing how grateful you are to have found your sole purpose, expressing your gratitude and your joy for being able to help humanity, express the gratitude, the joy and the love you have for manifesting the right ways to help people. I think the letter of gratitude that I do personally, it holds so much power, because while I do this letter of gratitude, I sit and I think and I feel everything I'm writing, every single word, every single letter, and I feel the emotions that would bring me. So I want to manifest a pallet of fruit and veg for, you know, I don't know, somewhere that's struggling, you know. And I would sit and express the joy and the gratitude that I have for manifesting that food for all those hungry mouths. And you know, visualize seeing all those people smiling because you managed to bring them a pallet of food, you know, or you know, jumpers for people that are homeless, or, you know, write a letter of gratitude and feel every single letter.
Yeah. It's interesting, Gavin, just how you're doing that, because very, very similar process I have myself. That you're absolutely, gratitude and visualizing is the two, to me, the two key things to creating things, or the law of attraction to work for you. What I used to do is I'd have a little notebook, and on the left-hand page, I would write things I was grateful for that I had in my life. You know, I was grateful for my kids or health or a new job or whatever it might be. But you actually feel, as Gavin's saying, I feel the gratitude when you're writing the things you're truly grateful for. And then I would immediately write in the right-hand page things I was grateful for that I didn't have yet. But I wrote them as if I did have them. You know, thank you, I'm so grateful for my new car or my new job or a new relationship, whatever it might be, and feel the gratitude. So whilst you're in gratitude for the real things, you're using that same energy and moving into gratitude. And the universe has to supply that, because if you're doing it properly, along with visualization, as Gavin's saying, visualize the people getting the food, visualize the emotions they're feeling because they can be dinner on the table or whatever it might be. These are really, really powerful things. The one thing I've definitely cracked in my life is manifesting and creating things. It's a very simple thing for me to do, but it's taken probably decades to figure it all out. But yeah, these are the two most powerful things. I used to do little classes and things like that with people, and that was always one of the things I said, visualize, but you need to add the emotions. And that's the emotion of gratitude is absolutely important. There's a book on the internet called the Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. And it's free. If you just type that in, Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles.pdf, you'll get a free copy. There's a chapter in there called Gratitude. Read it, you know, and that's just, you know, one of these things that just talks about the importance of how that will help you manifest and create. And that book is where the secret came from. And that book's probably 120 years old, something like that. So it's another wee tidbit.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, Gavin mentioned The Secret earlier, and I came across that a few years ago, and I totally agree. If you look at the Secret, and that's one of many things out there, I'm not just promoting The Secret, but have a look at it yourself, and then And visualize. I think that's so important. We control what goes in our mind. And if there's any negative energy, you don't want that renting space in your mind. So just get rid of it. Change the channel if it's negative energy, because you don't want that in there. And what I like doing now and again is put my feet up and closing my eyes and visualizing and saying, what if? What if this? What if that? What if we do this? What if we do that? And it's a great way to imagine and you know, put it out there, because your thought has an energy. So every thought you have has an energy. So that's why it's very important. They say be careful what you think, because it's an energy and you could be putting the wrong energy out there. So it is very important to be careful of what you think. Now, Liam and Gavin have been working together regarding energy. Do you both of you want to have a quick talk about the work that you're doing and anything? I know there's certain things you don't want to say, but is there anything that you want to talk about that energy and part of the manifesting, and maybe an example of how it worked for you, say Liam, and then Gavin, you can tell me also.
Well, one of the things I'm just guided to say just now that will help a lot of people that are listening, when you're creating and manifesting, we talked about two very important things there, visualize and gratitude. But one of the biggest things that is a blockage for people is they have in their own mind how that's going to manifest, right? So say they want a new car or something like that. They start thinking, well, I have to get a loan, or I have to win the lottery, or I have to get a better job. You know, that's the part they've got to leave that out. Your only thing that you should be doing is, what is it you want to achieve, you know? And it's not the money you want to achieve, because the money's just going to buy the car. So it's the car. So you start imagining being in the car or visualizing that, just using that as an example. So get out the way of the universe giving it back to you, because as soon as you put the intention out and start thinking, oh, you know, I want to be, you know, a better job or certainly a different job so I'm happy at my work. Well, actually what you want is you want to be happier at your work. That doesn't necessarily mean a new job. You know, so get out the way and allow it to create, manifest. You don't need to know how. You just need to have put your order in, so to speak. So that's one of the things that's really, really important that blocks people. And obviously the words is important. You know, anybody that says, I want a new car or I want a new job, well, you've already got that experience of wanting. It's instant. It's there. And that's kind of word magic stuff. You've got to get rid of the one. You say, thank you for the new car, thank you for the new job, whatever it might be.
Brilliant. And Gavin, obviously we're in these energies now. Have you noticed the manifestation process speeding up with everything that's going on at the moment?
I'll tell you a wee story. So I done the letter of gratitude I just talked about. I done that and I done a visualization of the house that I want in Scotland. And I visualized, you know, a big, huge garden because I wanted loads of room for veg and fruit. And I wanted a double garage. I wanted 4 bedrooms. I wanted the kitchen to be sort of a rustic look, but with modern technology. While I was writing all that out, I was thinking, you know, I really would love to put a sauna into the house, you know. And I was thinking about all the trees and what else? What was it? I wanted it to look down a hill. So I saw, like, when I looked out the window in my visualization, I looked out onto a loch, and this is exactly what I wanted. And after I'd done the visualization, I wrote the letter of gratitude, and I felt every single emotion I could imagine when I first stepped foot into that house, knowing that it was mine. And 3 days after I wrote the letter, there's an advert. It just stood out like a sore thumb. Gumtree, house is up for let. And this is the house that I'm in right now. I looked at it, drove up to it immediately. I stepped foot onto it. I was just like, wow, this is it. And I've never felt gratitude like that because I knew this was mine. I knew this was it. And then I walked into the house and I looked through it. And the letting agent opens the door and there's a sauna. I looked out the window and it's looking down a hill. My garden's on a hill. And it looks down a hill right out onto a loch. 4 days.
Fantastic. That's brilliant.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
That is where I'm living now, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I wanted space for the veg, the fruit and veg. I have fruit and veg. I have 2 apple trees. I have a plum tree, a crab apple tree. I have strawberries. I have, there's no words. I'm so grateful for it. It's outstanding how quick it happened. And it's the same with, I manifested a car, which Liam helped get, but it was like how fast that happened as well, and a boat, all in 4 weeks since I left the Netherlands, since the last show, all this has happened. So it's definitely speeding up. There is no doubt about it.
Fantastic. A question for you, Liam, and Gavin, you can jump in too. How do we get over this I'm not worthy, or it's materialism and it's materialistic? And because there's going to be people thinking that at the end of the day. How do we get over that?
That's a good question. And I think that's, you know, many years ago I read a book, Secret, and I actually read it and I thought, well, a load of rubbish. It's that simple. Everybody would be doing it, you know. But what it doesn't tell you in these books is a lot of the inner work as well. You're not going to achieve anything unless you believe you deserve it. So you have got to do some of that clearing. And I think some of the work that Gavin's doing is a very fast way of speaking to the higher self and clearing that stuff out. I've had my own experiences with Gavin doing that. I do lots of healing myself. Lots of my friends are healers. I've experienced lots and lots of different things. But that's a very quick way of clearing stuff out. So I would follow some of the stuff that Gavin's doing for sure and releasing some of that, some of these things. And I think now the world we're in at the moment, there's not so much of a, you know, karmic stuff to sort out. I think that's most of that. There's maybe still some of it. So we're getting opportunity to clear and heal things because of the shift and because everything is changing. So I would definitely say, you know, yeah, you've got to do a bit of work on yourself. But I think a fast-track way is getting your higher self to do a lot of the work. And you do that yourself. You don't need Gav, you don't need me, you don't need any other healer. You can just do that. Have a play about with it, try it, and see how it goes.
Fantastic. Gavin?
Yeah, I mean, that book that I've already recommended, The Energy Alignment Method, it's a very good way. It takes a little bit to understand what it is, but it's a very good way to do all this inner work. You know, that's what sparked my journey. that's what helped me get, like, believe that I'm worthy, because I felt worthless. You know, when I started my journey, it was awful. And getting rid of all these core beliefs, you know, the core beliefs are the beliefs that form between 0 and 6 for boys, and I think 0 and 6 for girls, or maybe it's the other way around, it's not, anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, the getting rid of all of that is very important. And when you do get rid of all that, you will feel better.
Yeah.
You will feel better physically and energetically in yourself, and you will manifest what you desire, not, because you're stuck in those patterns of manifesting what you don't want, and letting all them go is amazing. It really is. And getting in tune with all the laws of the universe and allowing them to flow through you.
Yeah, no, definitely. Big time. We have a question here from Joan on the chat, and Joan wants to ask a question, and Liam, you can answer that, and obviously Gavin. She wants to know, does your guest believe in the 369 manifestation method? Now, 369, I think, is a Tesla thing as well with numbers. If I could be wrong, but something tells me there's a Tesla thing in there with 369, but it mightn't be got to do with manifestation.
What I would say is, I don't know about that, to be honest, but as soon as you said it, I would say yes, that's a positive thing, definitely. But that's just me tuning in to get that. One of the things I wanted to say, the last person who was asking the question was talking about the materialism part, and that is a difficult thing for people to get a head around, you know, having material things when there's people starving at the other side of the world. Now, this was something I battled with for many, many years, and I come from a really, really poor upbringing, really poor background, and created a lot of wealth in a number of different ways. Also lost it, created it, lost it, created it, lost it, realised that was me that caused it to be lost. You know, you have a kind of blueprint, I call it your money blueprint, and you're all different blueprints, and then you will have a certain amount of money. Maybe you have a savings of £500 in the bank, and sometimes it'll go up to 700, and then something will break, and it'll go down to 300, but always fluctuate around roughly where you are. And that goes for everybody in this call, everybody's listening. Your blueprint is exactly where you are. It's accurate. So you've got to change your association with that material things or the money so your blueprint can start gradually changing. And it's not an easy thing to do. But one of the ways I always think, you know, the more wealth you have, the more good you can do. So if you don't create or try to create more wealth, if you're able to do that, maybe you're being a bit selfish, like, because you could be helping a lot more people. You know, somebody told me that in that way a long time ago, and it really helped me because I've started buying nice things, as you know, and I've got sports cars. As Gavin seen yesterday, I've got a workshop for the toys and things. I don't need cars, bikes, trikes, all sorts of things. You know, I don't have a problem having these things, but I give so much away. And the byproduct of giving so much away with the right intentions is more wealth comes back to you. You cannot help, but that's how it works once you really get in the flow. So the more that comes back, the more I can help. And it's just it's a flow, it's a process. So once you start seeing it flowing, you know, and I'm not saying you need to give to be able to receive. There's no point in that. You have to give with the right intention, absolutely from the heart, without any expectations of receiving anything. But the byproduct is, I'll come back to you, as you said a wee while ago, Alan, sometimes tenfold, sometimes more.
Yeah, no, definitely. And the energy, when you do it with the right intent, the energy that even giving with the right intent, forget about getting something back, just given with the right intent, that energy itself is brilliant for your own body. And we've had confirmation on that. So, you know, I'd recommend doing that. Chaps, we have reached that time. And I really appreciate both you coming on and giving us an update on what's been going on. And Gavin, giving us an update on what you've been doing with the quantum surgery. And I know you have a lot of work to do. I know we all have a lot of work to do. So what I want you to do, Gavin, is can you give out your details? I know, the last time you did the show, you were inundated, and you'll probably be inundated again, but that's a good thing because...
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm open to it.
There's no harm in that, because if you can educate people how to do it themselves and empower people, well then, fantastic. That's what it's all about. So give out your contact details there, Gavin, so people can track you down, so to speak.
Okay, so... it's quantumsurgeon@gmail.com. So that's quantumsurgeon@gmail.com. That's my email address. I'm on Facebook. I'm quite hard to find, but I'll probably be coming off it again, so there's no point trying to find me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram as indigo_child_333. And also there's a Quantum Surgeon page, so that's just under the Quantum Surgeon. And I think that's about all the details I have at the moment.
Fantastic. Well, look, if people can't find you, they can email me or contact us at circleofwhitelight.com and I'll send them over your details, so there's no problem there. Liam, the Urenda Life Force Project, again, just a very quick note to people, whether it's THI or any other groups there that have a good idea and want to be involved in it, then you can contact Liam. Liam, do you want to give out your details there? Anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, no, what I was going to say, Alan, because I've just got the truth of it here, we're going to get bombarded with stuff. So what we're building, we've built something, and I'm sure it's well underway, and it's almost complete within the whole structure of the Urenda Life Force. It would allow us to capture projects, people looking to do various different things, and categorise them in the right way and point them in the right direction of everybody else worldwide that's doing the same kind of thing. What we suggest is if we just hold off with contact details, I'll bring forward the proper, because there might be an interface for that. I think we completed that last year, but I just need to check with a couple of people in our group. I think Robert was working on it. So we could maybe get that database built. That way other people can access it. So it's not just sending an email and that's, you don't hear anything more. And again, that was another complaint we've been hearing before. So, but this would give people an option to log in and see what else is going on. There's quite a lot of transparency within it. So can we hang off for maybe a week and I'll get an update on that, and then maybe you can announce that in next week's show.
Yeah, well, what I'll do is, what we might do is actually get you on for 20 minutes when you're ready to do that, and then you can just tell people all about it. And we'll do a quick interview on it. I think that would be a good idea to do that.
The other thing is, because we want just to put something, let Kim see where we are with it. So it's just once that's sort of finalised, I know that's at the final stages at the moment. That should happen this week, hopefully. So once we sort of tick a few boxes there, because it's too big. It's too big. I don't want it to be messy at the moment. You know, as I say, There's millions of people involved in this.
Yeah, let's get it right at the start so we don't have to go back and rejig it around. Okay, chaps, just stay with me there for a minute. I'm going to go off to a musical break and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Okay, folks, there you go. Fantastic information from Gavin and Liam about manifesting, focusing your energy, especially at this particular time we're at. There's so many changes going on the planet, and there are actually good changes. All this COVID thing is just a ruse from the deep state, who are just dying on their feet and are trying to get out and push out as much as they can. And look, it's not going to work, because we're on a different trajectory. We're on a different path, and they're just wasting their time. But look, they will do what they can. We just have to be patient, okay? But in the meantime, while you have time at home, okay, maybe we're on a 4-week lockdown, so why not get a copy of the Secret, the DVD or the book? Why not order that, get it in, have a look at that? If you want to know more about tuning into your higher self, or your commanding, not so much commanding your higher self, but tuning into your higher self and knowing the difference between your imagination and your higher self. As I say, the book that I read from Mia Dolan, it's called The Gift. Brilliant information in there. I really liked the book, read the book. She had a really bad life, you know, really bad life, but she turned it around. And really, as I say, a good read, very down-to-earth read. She didn't go through the normal channels of training from a spiritual side, so she had to learn the hard way. So another good book. I think it's only a tenner or something to buy. Okay, now, I don't actually have a guest booked in yet for next week, because I'm waiting on them to get back to me to let me know whether they can do the show or not. So there's two potential guests. So all I'll say to you is pop along to the schedule during the week and then you'll see who's coming on, and then we can sort it out from there. You know, I don't know why there's always a delay with emails. Look, you know, it's one of them things. You email people and they don't get back to you for a week or something, you know, and you think, well, why is it taking a week to read an email? So I don't know, but it is what it is. Some guests are really on the ball and they get back to you, and other guests, you know, take forever. But anyway, check the schedule and there'll be it'll be up there anyway. I'll put it up. Now, Before I finish up, for people who need to know or have heard about a place called Peterhouse, Peterhouse is a place over here in Ireland who actually prevent suicides and self-harm. And they have been doing incredible work with people and helping people. You could ring them up and they can help people regarding suicides and self-harm. And a lot of donations, people donate to Peterhouse and they do fundraisers and stuff, which is great. But I don't know whether people realise what's just happened is that a lady, a TD in the Irish government, who voted on every bill to evict people from their homes, a lady called Regina Doherty, has been appointed as a director of Peterhouse. Now, let me give you an example. That's like getting the fox to mind the chickens in the hen house. So by her voting evictions and people being evicted and committing suicide is bad enough. But then they go and vote her in as a director of Peterhouse. I mean, you know, now I'm not, it's up to people what you do and whether you want to support Peterhouse or not. But don't you think that's just ridiculous that the woman who causes the trouble in the first place is just voted in or hired by Peterhouse to be the director? Personally, and this just is my own feeling on it, my own opinion, I wouldn't be doing any fundraising or donations to Peterhouse as long as she's in there. And that's called people power. And they need to know that. That, well, you can forget about that because she's in charge. You might as well put the fox in with the chickens. She caused a problem and then she is now a director. Sorry, I disagree with that. And this is why the Irish people need to stand up and say, this is wrong, no more. There's no way should that woman be anywhere near that place, considering she signed all the bills, allegedly. I'll say that just for legal reasons, to evict people from the homes. So she is, I don't like that woman. I really, really don't like that woman. And she's just one of the yes people for the government. So there you go. So just to, you can check it out yourself. Do a Google on it, and you know, do some research on that woman. But the great news is, so all the way through the show, I have to say the USB sound card that I installed last week has done the job, and I didn't have that problem this week that I had for the last 2 weeks, which proves the point that the sound card on the Skype machine is definitely faulty and it's not good. So I will stay with the way it's set up at the moment. I think it's working fine. So if it's not broke, don't fix it. And thanks to everybody there. I know it's my birthday today. And thanks to everybody in the chat room saying happy birthday. Thank you very much. 21 again. I am 21 again. It's all in the mind. It's only a number, you know. I'll keep telling myself that I'm 21 again. But, you know, yeah, I am getting old. Aches and pains. What the mind wants to do and what the body wants to do are two different things, as we all know. So, but yeah, look, you know, this year has been a write-off for everybody, kids and adults, because of everything that's going on with this COVID thing. And we have the election in America. You know, America is the playground for the rest of the world. So we have to look at America and see what's going to happen. And Gavin said there that he does feel that Trump's energy is a good energy. And we had Becky Barron on the show who also said the same thing. She tuned in to Trump's energy and said the same thing, that he has good energy. He just needs to kind of wake up and kick it in gear. So if he does get in for another 4 years, I think we will see a lot of changes, considering that he brought in 126 executive orders in the 4 years he was in, which benefited the people. Now, this Biden guy apparently has been in politics 47 years and he's done nothing. You know, so I really don't see why people are having a problem with that. But, you know, again, it's all part of the brainwashing, you know, the Stockholm syndrome, that, you know, you protect your captor, you know, you support your captor, and you don't realise that, you know, this person is the problem. He's not the solution. But it is what it is anyway. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. Thanks to everybody who has gone on the chat room. I've seen everybody chatting tonight on the chat room. That's fantastic. Everybody who logged in and on People's Internet Radio as well. Thanks to everybody. You know, this is only temporary, this situation. It's only temporary. Get talking to each other. Set up Zoom calls. And don't be afraid to communicate with each other and say, hey, you know, do you have time for a chat? Because I'm not doing anything. And just chat to each other. Use the technology and chat to people. Don't be on your own, just, you know, walking around your house or your flat and, you know, and saying, oh, well, I won't call that person because they're always busy. No, do. Call them. Send them an email. Contact them and say, look, do you mind having a chat? And to be honest with you, I do have time on my hands as well, because yeah, I have a few things to do, but I do have time on my hands. And you know, one of the things that I do say to people is that, you know, if you are feeling down and you just want to have a chat, and look, if I can do anything, and or you want to pick my brain over something, by all means, I don't mind doing that either, because look, we're all in it together, as in the deep state is trying to, you know, take us out and sort us out and everything else, control us. And what we are in it together to expose what's going on and to make the world a better place. That's the plan. So, you know, fingers crossed this won't, you know, carry on for long. But for myself anyway, Alan James, take it easy. Thanks a lot for the birthday wishes. And we'll see you next week. Keep an eye on the schedule. I'll let you know who's going to be on whatever way or whoever the guest is going to be. I'm pretty sure it's going to be good anyway. So for myself, take it easy. Have a good week. Stay safe and don't go too mad about what's going on. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on CircleofWhiteLight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.